All right, we're going to make it all right today. It's a very, very special day. It's a special show. You know, I usually start the show with my theme song, and then I play a few seconds of something, and then I start talking. But today I played Shake Some Action by the Flamin' Groovies, which is like probably the most important song of my life. And the reason I'm doing that is because today's my birthday, and this is a special show. I'm going to basically try to do an overview of the soundtrack of my life. Try not to make it sound like a funeral, but I am. It is my birthday, and I am old, and I've been around for a while, and I'm a little bit freaked out about it. I turned 70, and it just doesn't seem right that I should be that old, and nobody thinks I am, so that's good. I'll let them keep on thinking that. I don't look it, I don't talk it, I don't act it, but yeah, chronologically, I was born in 1956. Anyway, behind me, the Grateful Dead doing Born Cross-Eyed off of Anthem of the Sun. They were part of my life for a long time, not so much lately. And here's something that's a little bit more appropriate. Okay, here's the Merman. They very much were part of the soundtrack of my life. So today's show is going to be completely different. By the way, this is Pulp in Line by the Merman. This is one they play all the time. If you haven't seen the Merman, you better get out there and check them out. They're the greatest instrumental surf classical psychedelic band from San Francisco in the history of the world. Anywhere in the world, maybe. So I'm going to let them play a little. It's so beautiful. Anyway, so here's the deal. Today, you know, the usual format of my show, I play all these songs. I say who they are and what year came out and what label and who is the producer and some interesting facts about the record or the artist or things that were going on at the time. I'm going to do that a little less today. Today it's just, you know, total improv. No notes, no release dates, no labels. No producers. Oh, maybe one or two. You know, you never know. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the music that was most important to me throughout my life, not in chronological order, but in, you know, and not even in order of importance or relevance or any category, just all over the map. I try to, you know, every time in my life, you know, in my life I did a lot of things, I suppose I could say. I was a law student when I got here. I worked for Bill Graham for a while and worked at a nightclub with David Stein. David, thank you so much for everything. He hooked me up a thousand ways with Bill Graham and with the Backdoor Nightclub and with Choice Productions, which was our talent agency after that. We managed some bands and I passed the bar and I was a lawyer, you know, a poet, a pauper, a piper. I was at all, but I, you know, now I'm a DJ. Now I'm a photographer. Now I shoot video. I do everything as much as I possibly can. I try to keep busy, and I do, and I am busy. But anyway, there are some artists in my life were so important, and I can name just the top few. But certainly, as a lawyer, you know, I have to mention Rocky Erickson, Alex Chilton, the Brian Jonestown Massacre, the Flamin' Groovies. There's a few more I could name. You know, at one point it was Camp or Van Beethoven, my first record deal, my first major, the Meat Puppets, on and on. I'm so lucky to be where I was at the time I was and getting a chance to work with all these amazing artists, either as a manager, very few, as an agent, a few more, and mostly as a lawyer. But now I'm a DJ barrister, and this is my show, Time Won't Let Me, and I'm talking a little more than I probably should, and I'm talking about myself, which I prefer not to do too much, but here I go. So anyway, sticking with the format of our show, I still did the same thing. I broke the 2 hours into six 20-minute sets, and In the first set, we're going to hear stuff from basically right in the first 4, 5, 6 years that I got here, mostly. Rocky Erickson and the Aliens, the Groovies again, SVT, the Mutants, the Sea Hags, and a couple others that I love. So let's just get on with it, and I will let you enjoy the music. Starting with Rocky Erickson and the Aliens.
Creature with the air.
Well, you just heard a bunch of my favorite bands from a favorite time of my life when I first came out here in the late 70s, early 80s. There was so much going on. I mean, I'm so lucky to arrive when I did. I mean, literally, I got here in 77 to go to law school, and it was only 10 years after the Summer of Love, you know, and I instantly met up with Chet Helms and the Family Dog, and went to the Tribal Stomp and Greek Theater in Berkeley, and then the next year, they did another one in Monterey, and I wound up working as a blue coat for Bill Graham, and then later we started a nightclub, David Stein and I, give him full credit for all of this. And then we had a talent agency, and then we managed the Groovies and a couple other bands. And, you know, those first 5 years that I got here, there was so much going on, and it was such a great time. It was incredible. So let me tell you what we played. I'm not going to get into too much detail, but after playing a little bit of the Shake Some Action by the Groovies and a little bit of Born Cross-Eyed by the Grateful Dead and some Merman as background, we heard Rocky Erickson and the Aliens do Creature from the Atom Brain. That's from The Evil One, one of the top 10 albums of all time by anyone in the world, in my mind, in my humble opinion, IMHO. Then the Groovies did Slow Death, one of their greatest, one of the top three. Got to play that one every show. Shake Some Action, Teenage Head, and Slow Death. Every show. Gotta. After that was SVT, Price of Sex. Not their most famous song, but the one that I love the most. SVT was Brian Marnell and Jack Cassidy on bass, Paul Zoll on drums. What a great band. Of all the bands that were around that time, they probably were my favorite. I just thought they were great. I saw them, I'm going to guess and say, 30 times. After that, we heard The Mutants. Oh, one of my other favorite bands from that period. That was Opposite World off the Fun Terminal album. You know, what can I say about The Mutants? They were so fucking great. And they were really, really important at the time. And I'm afraid they might have gotten forgotten a little bit. After the Mutants was The Sea Hags doing Half the Way Valley off the Chrysalis major label album they put out. That was like my second major label record deal. At any point in my life, I had one band or another that I was super, super close to, and the Groovies are currently that. But back in the day, it was the Sea Hags, and it was Brian Jonestown Massacre, and it was, you know, the Camper and the Meat Puppets and all these bands that I got to work with. They were part of my everyday life for years, and I don't know how many lawyers got that kind of experience, but I was the rock and roll lawyer until later in life when I became did more hip-hop and more electronic music and more labels than artists and more film and video than music, than record deals. There's no record deals left anymore. Anyway, let me move on. After the Seahawks, I played the Avengers doing Corpus Christi. That's off the Pink album. That was on CD Presents. I hesitate to even talk about them because it's a period, and it's something I'm not completely proud of, but I do love the Avengers, and I always will, and the fact that I was involved with that record just makes me happy. And after that, we heard Tuxedo Moon do No Tears for the Creatures of the Night, just a song that I love from that period. And, you know, I had to play it. My story about that one is that I had a roommate when I first moved here who played that 12-inch 45 on 33 all the time. So I never really heard it properly the first few dozen times. But, you know, you did. You know, some of these songs are a little long. I gotta hurry them along. Oops. Sorry. I'm going to start that one again. That was a faux pas. Here we go. This is Big Star. Let's try that again. I'm sorry, folks. That's what happens when I do totally improv show. Okay, here is Big Star. I can't find the lines. No,
Tonight. dark, set it up for pain. Can't get it on, or even get high. Come on, baby, fuck me and die. No sex. No sex, not anymore. I remember 1982. Some TV stream, but that's all through. Die.
Here we go. Here we go and here we go. I don't know what I'm going to say besides I've just been playing, and I will continue to play a lot of my favorite music by my favorite artists, almost all of whom with which I've worked. I worked with all these guys, every one of them. Starting on that set, we started with Big Star doing Back of a Car. Big Star was Alex Chilton. Alex was really close. Stayed at his house a dozen times. He stayed at my house half a dozen. First 10 times I went to New Orleans, I stayed in Alex's house on North Prior, right off of Esplanade, halfway between the Quarter and the fairgrounds. And I miss him every day, and I think about him a lot, and still listen to his music, and I listen to Big Star, and I think a lot of other people do too. So after that, I played Jellyfish doing Baby's Coming Back. Should have been huger, but boy, were they ever great. One of the great power pop bands of all time. As our Big Star, for that matter. And the Groovies, and a few of the things I'm playing today. After Jellyfish, I played the Brian Jonestown Massacre doing Going to Hell. That was the track off their TVT album, Strung Out in Heaven. If you've seen the movie Dig, you know what that one's about, because that is the scenes in New York. We went to New York and got signed to TVT. Me helping them. That was quite an experience. They just reissued Dig 20 with 40 additional minutes, some of which feature me. I was off camera of every scene of that original movie. I did not really want it to be my legacy, but you know what? They are doing so well, and they're so popular now, and they work so hard, and I'm so proud of them. Who ever would have thunk that that crazy, crazy, wild, fun band would still be doing so well today? They're still playing Behind Us, by the way. That's Straight Up and Down. That's the theme song from Boardwalk Empire. That was a big break for them and for me. After Going to Hell, we heard Moby Grape doing Fall on You. I was lucky enough to work with Moby Grape, one of the great bands of all time from San Francisco. And Fall on You is my favorite track. Not Hey Grandma, not Omaha, Fall on You. The Groovies used to cover that one. That's kind of how I fell in love with that song. After that was Alex, again, Alex Chilton doing No Sex off his Feudalist Hearts album. I think it was off that one. Anyway, No Sex, Come On Babe, Fuck Me and Die. That was kind of took place during the AIDS epidemic. And after Alex, we heard the Meat Pups doing Up on the Sun, probably their greatest song of all time. Although they did have a hit on the London Records. I did their major label record deal. That was like my third or fourth. But I kept in touch with those guys forever. I love the Meat Puppets, and I always will. And I wish they would play again. The last time they came to town, they were supposed to do two nights at the Great American Music Hall with Mudhoney. They played the first one, and the second one was canceled due to COVID. And, oh well. Anyway, here's what we're going to listen to in the next six, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven songs. Once again, all artists that I worked with that I love. Camper Van Beethoven, the Popo Pies, my very, very first record deal. Reverend Horton Heat, I did five record deals for those guys, if you can believe that. Soundgarden, I didn't stay with them for long, but I did help them get their deal with A&M. And a couple by Blue Cheer, another one like Moby Grape. They were just one of the great bands of all time from San Francisco that I was lucky enough to be around in their latter days and got to work with them and got to know them well. I am one lucky guy. All right, so here, we're going to move on to something a little different right around now. I was just going to kind of give a little background, you know, because before I got to San Francisco, oh, right into Aya Fatima. Sorry, okay, so here's Camper. A couple by Camper, the Papa Pies, Reverend Horton. Oh, I already said all this. Let's just listen to some music and I'll shut up.